Unjustified optimism would prove to be one of the enduring characteristics of the U.S. management of the war. As late as mid-October 2003, as violence was spiking, top U.S. commanders were sketching plans for a troop drawdown in the summer of 2004, cutting from 130,000 to perhaps 100,000 in the summer of 2004, and half that by the following year. In fact, in December 2005, the level would instead be substantially higher, at 159,000. At the same time, they hoped Iraqi security forces would be taking responsibility for patrolling the cities, while U.S. forces moved off stage, where they would play a less obtrusive role as a quick reaction force to rescue Iraqi units that got into trouble. This phased series of troop reductions was in the advanced stages of planning, but not yet approved by Secretary Rumsfeld, a senior official said on October 17. To others, that talk of troop cuts was unrealistic. There was this big emphasis on troop reductions, said a civilian U.S. official who frequently interacted with the military at Green Zone meetings. They should have been doing a risk assessment. Instead, in that October period, CJTF-7 was focused on planning the troop rotation and the reductions that would follow. To me, it was pretty clear that security had not been achieved. They hadn't done an adequate mission analysis. They should have gone back upstairs and said, the insurgency is strong and growing stronger, and the need to train Iraqi security forces is huge, and we need to beef up our forces to give them the space to develop capacity. On October 26, the night that the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began, PFC Rachel Bosfeld, a 19-year-old MP from Wisconsin in Colonel Teddy Spain's unit, was at the Abu Ghraib police station in the town near the prison, west of Baghdad. A mortar came in, killed her, and blew the leg off another soldier, Spain recalled. Her death was significant for two reasons. First, it was barely noted. In a departure from past wars, the loss of 48 female soldiers from 2003 through 2005 hardly caused a ripple in American society. But in terms of the history of the Iraq War, Bosfeld's death is significant because it, along with a rocket attack a few hours later on the hotel inside the Green Zone where Wolfowitz was staying, marked the beginning of the insurgency's Ramadan offensive. This was the first time since the invasion that the foe turned fully on U.S. forces, bringing the highest rate of American fatalities since the spring. At 6:10 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, October 26, at least six rockets struck the Al Rashid Hotel, the CPA lodging inside the Green Zone. Wolfowitz, who was staying there during a quick visit, was uninjured, but an army officer on the floor below him was killed. The rocket barrage likely was intended to get Wolfowitz, as was the downing of a Black Hawk helicopter near Tikrit the day before, just after his visit there. The attacks were militarily insignificant, but politically meaningful. The insurgents had been able to reach into the heavily protected Green Zone and threaten the life of a senior U.S. official who had been instrumental in the drive to war. Within a few days, another sad milestone had been passed. More U.S. troops had died in combat since May 1st, when President Bush had declared major combat operations finished, than during the spring invasion. In an odd echo of his "bring 'em on" comment in July, Bush, who was meeting with Bremer in the Oval Office, interpreted the insurgency's escalation as a sign of progress. The more successful we are on the ground, the more these killers will react, Bush said, Bremer at his side. The more progress we make on the ground, the more free the Iraqis become. The more electricity is available, the more jobs are available, the more kids that are going to school, the more desperate these killers become, because they can't stand the thought of a free society. This prompted an officer to send off a reporter heading to Iraq with the warning, "Be careful, or you might become another sign of progress."